Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
If you're going for Easter dinner this weekend to somebody's house and you're bringing a gift, perhaps a bottle of wine, I'm wondering, will you buy one in an aluminium bottle? Because Aldi are starting to sell wine in aluminium bottles, long, slender type bottles. I'm actually looking at a picture of it here. It just looks very, very similar to your water bottle that you might bring to the gym or into work with you. It seems to have a smaller carbon footprint than glass. Is the selling point, I suppose, that they're saying to it. The owner of the nude wine company, Michelle Lawler, is with me on the line today. Michelle, is this going to be a new fad?
Good afternoon, Andrea. I was laughing, thinking I'd probably definitely try the aluminium and the paper ones, but I don't know what I bring one for Easter Sunday dinner.
Yeah, I know.
There's an image piece in it a little bit, but it definitely has a much better carbon footprint. For example, there's aluminium bottles and there's also cardboard bottles in the shape of a wine bottle available on the market. And you're looking at five times less carbon footprint from Europe. If you're shipping, say, a bottle of Pinot Grigio from Italy, it's in bottle. It'll be five times in a glass bottle. It'll be five times higher than it will be if it's in aluminium or in paper. So it's a huge difference, and I think there's a huge responsibility on people like myself who are fortunate enough to be able to talk in quite a public space about packaging and carbon footprint and making the industry better to champion it. Because if you remember, still is the case now, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, when the screw cap came out, everyone ran a mile. But actually, it's a really good thing. So. Definitely, definitely it's a good thing. For Easter Sunday dinner, I'd probably actually opt for glass.
Yeah, like it, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I haven't actually got a chance to see a bottle of it or hold a bottle, but from looking at the photograph of it today, it certainly looks just very similar to my own water bottle, which is dumped at the bottom of my bag at the moment. The director of Sip Wine Cans, Phil Ellison, is with us here on the programme today. Because Phil, like you guys, you sell all of your wine is in cans.
Yeah, hi Andrea. Thanks for having me on. So yeah, Sip is a brand new Irish canned wine company that me and my co-founder Vincent launched about 6 months ago. I should say that the wine isn't Irish, but yeah, our labels are designed by local Dublin-based artists. But it's all canned wine. We have a Garnacha and a Chardonnay available in Dublin right now. But yeah, canned wine.
What's the benefit of I never associate drinking wine out of a can.
Yeah, well, I guess the benefits are kind of multifaceted. For us, we used to love drinking wine during COVID and meeting outside in parks. But we found ourselves that we were kind of over-consuming wine when opening a full bottle or letting wine go to waste. So the 187ml can is sort of perfect to combat that. And then as things started opening back up, we were going to a lot of gigs and festivals. And there's nothing worse than being handed sort of like a faceless plastic cup of wine. You've no idea what it is. No idea what's in it. You've no idea what the ABV is. So a can sort of perfectly solves that. So I guess the solutions are multifaceted with the can.
Does it change the taste at all, Phil?
No, I mean, so like kind of like beer cans as well. There's a water-based lining on the inside of the can. So no, it doesn't change the taste whatsoever. And in fact, for a lot of younger wines, it can be better in a can because no light can get in or there could be no air, like through a cork, for example, a small amount of air can get into a bottle. So for younger wines, it can actually improve the taste.
Yeah, I was at Glastonbury last year. It might have come in kind of handy. And that's sort of where I might see myself, Michelle, maybe opting for the likes of a can of wine or an aluminium bottle, maybe if I'm outside
Absolutely.
Or at a festival or something.
I would say it's the primary best feature of these is that they're made for young wines and they're made to be drunk young. That's definitely the best piece. If you're looking for a wine that you want to hold back for a birthday or anniversary or something special or for Easter Sunday, something that's going to benefit from age is definitely better with that cork closure. But 100%, I'm so interested in Phil's product. This is amazing.
Yeah, so sorry, Phil, you said it's not an Irish wine, but it's packaged here. And then the design, because the design is quite quirky. I was looking at the cans earlier of, you know, prints of kind of Dublin Bay or that on the outside of them.
Yeah, so the idea is that, so it's not, there is a lovely strawberry wine we made in Ireland, actually.
That's right,
But yeah, no, it's, yeah. It's a Spanish wine from a family-run winery in the north of Spain at the foothill of the Pyrenees. So the main thing for us, and just like the Aldi wine, the main thing is that it doesn't really matter what you're drinking it out of. It could be a bottle or a can or even a shoe. The most important thing is that the wine is good and that you're solving a problem.
But hang on, there has to be a difference, right, in the taste. Because when I think of, like, you know, a Coke, just your regular Coke bottle, Coke tastes so different whether you're drinking it out of a glass bottle, a can of Coke, or the plastic screw top bottle. There's always a difference, isn't there?
Well, I think there have been blind taste tests done. So maybe I would encourage you and everybody else at home to get a can of Coke or a bottle of Coke and see, can you tell the difference with a blind taste test? So it could be, you know, it could be a placebo effect or whatever. But yeah, we can't tell the difference anyway, and neither can our customers. So.
Okay. Aluminium bottles, cans, lower CO2 footprint if made from 100% recycled aluminium, says this texter. Another listener making the point. I suppose the one big benefit, though, Michelle, to this is that surely it would keep the drink cooler for longer.
Yeah. Definitely. It's such a great innovation, and I'm really hoping that that space opens up. It will keep it cooler for longer. And the cardboard ones, which I expect we will see in the Irish market very soon, won't do that. It'll do the opposite effect, although I know they are lined with an aluminium liner inside the cardboard bottles. I think the big piece, and I'd be interested to hear what Phil says, is actually in the price of the bottle itself, because I know it's a cardboard production bottle for the wine product when in Rome. I'm not sure if you know that one. The cost of that, the vessel, like the cardboard bottle, was 4 times higher than an average glass bottle because the production isn't as much, because there isn't
such
demand.
The cost of production. Okay.
Yeah, so although you might, yeah.
Listener here says about 15 years ago, Budweiser had their beer in aluminium bottles for concerts. This texter says it brings an entire new meaning to the phrase bag of cans. It will save on corkage, though. No question about that. Another listener tells me, I would absolutely hate this. Wine is supposed to feel luxurious. This is bringing me back to my student days of drinking wine from a cardboard box. I share those memories too, that texter. The Design Table's Tara O'Connor is with us on the line today. Will you bring a bottle of wine in an aluminium bottle to a dinner party, Tara?
Absolutely no.
No.
I wouldn't pick one up on a shelf. Absolutely no.
Why?
For me, wine needs to be, I love the glass bottle. I love the shape. Certain grape varieties have. We know a Burgundy is a Burgundy, a Bordeaux is a Bordeaux. Like, I understand from a carbon footprint point of view, but like, glass is recyclable. You know, screw caps are fine. As long as you recycle your glass, you know, you're helping the environment. It's a big no.
But I suppose the point that Phil made, you know, if you, rather than opening perhaps a bottle of wine, if you're just going to have a one glass or a half a glass and letting the rest go to waste, that, you know, by having it packaged or produced in smaller quantities, like the 178ml as he mentioned, it would probably, you know, will serve some people.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. But like, if I, you know, it's just so you're going out somewhere to a picnic or something over the summer, you know, you can get beautiful sippy cups, aluminium ones, and you can chill your wine in the fridge, pour a glass in. But bottles these days, most of them, you know, have screw caps, or you can just put a temporary cork on and put them back in the fridge. Like, it'll keep for a while. It's just not for me. It just reminds me of, you know, water in a can. I don't think it tastes particularly nice drinking. I don't mind. I love cocktails in cans, but look, it's just a personal thing.
Yeah.
I guess.
Would you try the wine from the aluminium bottle?
No, absolutely not. I would try the can, so I'll be buying a sippy can, absolutely, to try it. But it just, I think it just looks cheap.
An element of novelty to it, I suppose.
Yeah, a novelty, yeah. And look, it's for a younger consumer. Younger consumers aren't drinking the way our generation drank, so maybe it's a marketing ploy to just get these consumers to drink and try and pick up their products.
Have you noticed that, Phil? Sorry, I know we're talking about this today because of it's Aldi that have launched the new range, but you guys are obviously selling wine in cans already. I mean, is it typically a sort of a younger age market?
Well, surprisingly, we found the older generation to be extremely receptive because they remember, like Michelle said, before Budweiser was only available as a bottle and then cans took over. But we're not really kind of contending with bottles of wine. Like, I still love buying bottles of wine. It's like there's something very ceremonious about a bottle of wine. It's like putting on a vinyl, for example. But for us, it's about an antidote to the quarter bottles of wine, which are not in line with products that younger people like to buy. So you have our cans there in front of you. Our cans are designed by a local artist, Sarah Gray. I encourage you to check out her art on Instagram. At
yeah, they're very cute.
Well.
You know, from just cool. the design sort of perspective of it. This listener says, I'm always looking for nice bottles of wine that are just a single serving. I really struggle to get nice ones. I always end up buying a full bottle. I'll then have one glass and the rest will go to waste. So I will be looking for these cans of wine, says this texter. Michelle Lawler from the Nude Wine Company, director of Sip Wine Cans, Phil Ellison and Tara O'Connor from the Design Table. Thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.